Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jason Swain joins us from Knoxville at Swain Event on Twitter. You must follow him. You know why? Because he's an awesome guy. And I only say that because you're with us right now, Jason Swain, presented by Gary Ashton. Hey, Swain, what's up, man?
What do you say when I'm not with you guys?
You don't want to know. I'm kidding. We got nothing but love for Swain.
Throwing shade at the Swain.
SwainEvent.com is the website. Get the app. That way you can listen to Swain anytime you want.
Yeah.
All Swain all the time. Do you listen to your own app? Do you just walk around listening to your own show?
No, I don't, man. I hate the way I sound, and I can't listen to myself. So, no,
I'm with you, Swain.
Hey, so weird thing. Like, so Kentucky loses, and then Tennessee gets Kentucky at Kentucky, and then gets hit in the face. LSU loses last night. Now Tennessee gets LSU at LSU. What happens on Saturday?
I think Tennessee wins, to be honest. I like what Florida was able to do last night, and you know, they were able to make shots. Tennessee has been in the slump. But Tennessee understand how they need to play and what makes them best, and that's during the basketball. They did probably oversell the basketball a little bit too much, something Ray Moore said. That Vanderbilt game, I think we all were expecting them to go out there and kind of blow the doors off of them, but they didn't. They did win, but this is a veteran team that understand what they need to do. They're humble. They take peer coaching. So I think they will go down there and beat a young LSU team that's very talented. Very athletic, lead the conference at offensive rebounding. But I think Tennessee will take care of business.
I love the Tremont Waters Jordan Bone matchup. That's one where Bone has got to be a stud.
Oh, I know, man. You know, Tremont Waters is so skilled with the basketball. And, you know, I think Jordan Bone learned a lesson in that Kentucky game is, you know, he has to be more aggressive. And his teammates need to, you know, run with him in transition, too, because they can get easy buckets, too. I think Jordan Bone's going to be aggressive, and I think that matchup is going to be fantastic, along with some other matchups there in the paint, too. Nash Reed, maybe versus Grant Williams, who knows, but it's going to be some other great matchups, too.
Swain, I've seen a lot of Vol Trent Twitter with a lot of great interest on where Kentucky will be ranked come Monday, and they do not want to see a very high number.
Well, too bad, because Kentucky deserve to be in front of us right now, to be honest. And, you know, Kentucky's been playing some good basketball for the last couple weeks, and, you know, they smacked us. And so, you know, if we want to do something about it, we got to go beat them. We got to beat them when they come here. So that's too bad. You know, you should have thought about that when Tennessee was getting smacked in the mouth against Kentucky a couple days ago. So that number right now, it doesn't really matter to me. It's about, you know, playing your best basketball when it matters most. And you look at the last two Final Fours, you know, Villanova, they won national championship, but they lost about two or three games in February. You look at the year before that, South Carolina went to the Final Four, and they lost a few games in February, too. So, yeah, no, you don't want to lose to Kentucky, but I would rather lose to Kentucky now than lose to a team like Kentucky in mid-March or April.
Well, the other thing, too, would be where, and I said Kentucky, I actually meant Duke, where Duke would be ranked after losing so handily at number one. Would they drop as far as number five like Tennessee did?
I know you care about that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I definitely care about that. Well, it looks like Gonzaga maybe number one. So,
yeah, they will, but them what else? Then what do you do?
I guess Gonzaga and Virginia. I don't know how far you drop Duke. I mean, Duke was not you know, the same without Zion, and, you know, Duke has lost games this year because they haven't had their, you know, their players. You know, one game against, Syracuse, they didn't have Cam Reddish and Trey Jones, and Syracuse won. I think Duke is still one of the top five basketball teams in the country. I don't know how far you would drop Duke, but Tennessee was dropped to the fifth spot after getting beat down, and Duke got beat down yesterday. So I'm anticipating them dropping to at least five. I mean, you look at Nevada. Nevada's played well. Only lost, one game this season?
Well, they lost last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, they lost last night. Well, yeah.
That happened at like 1 in the morning your time, though, so I don't blame you.
Other coast.
Yeah, I was asleep. So, yeah,
I don't know, man. If the poll came out today, because Duke's beaten Virginia twice. You made the points with the injuries. I could see the pollsters going 1 Gonzaga, 2 Duke, 3 Virginia, Kentucky 4, Tennessee 5. Like, just keeping it the same.
Yeah, I think that's fine. And honestly, the polls are, it's fun for us. Like, we like talking about the polls. They're good filler time. Let's be honest. It's a good time to talk about it. But, you know, it just doesn't really matter much, you know, for these guys. They got to play their best basketball, and they got to be healthy, and they need to be clicking because, you know, that them one seed doesn't matter, them two seed doesn't matter. Just play your best ball. Tennessee needs to get back to that because it's been a while since they played that way.
Yeah. You think about putting on a purple T-shirt, just going down to Baton Rouge on Saturday night, wait till the end of the game and throwing a stuffed tiger on the floor?
Heck yeah, man. I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat. I put that on my show today. I think that's a great idea for opposing fans to dress up like a, you know, in this case, an LSU fan, and just chunk a bunch of stuff down there. Why not?
You might get recognized. I'd have to find somebody a little more anonymous.
Have you ever been on a sideline where something was thrown on the field?
No, I was not. I was on a bus in LSU where they threw frozen oranges and cracked our bus windshield. That happened in 05. That's a true story. That happened.
Yeah, they like to shake buses down there, too.
Yeah, they're pretty passionate about the sports down there.
That, and I think they're drunk all the time.
I think that's probably the reason why they're so passionate, man. They probably can't remember having a thing to say or do anyway.
So, Tennessee, you're right. I mean, ultimately, the polls are just for, you know, people to talk about. But, you know, you got 5 games left in the regular season. So, Tennessee has an opportunity. They've got a tough schedule, but they have an opportunity to get back on track against good teams and build that confidence back, right? I mean, at LSU, you got Kentucky, you've got at Auburn. I mean, that's not easy.
Well, I mean, last year, they were co-SEC champions in the regular season. So, you know, taking a step further, why not be SEC champions outright? Why not do that? Let that be a goal. And then, you know, they won the regular season last year, but they dropped to Kentucky in the tournament. So, I mean, they have some things they can accomplish this year that they didn't last year on top of going as far as they can in the NCAA tournament. And they got 2 really good tests. They got, well, more than 2, but definitely 2 top 15 teams that's really going to test them physically. That's going to really challenge their manager a little bit. Kentucky did that a couple of days ago, and LSU was probably the most athletic team in the conference, and they're certainly going to do that as well.
Jason Swain. Swain, we'll check with you next week, man.
Sounds good. Keep throwing that shade. I like it.
All right, at Swain Event. Some people call him Hollywood. SwainEvent.com. Chris Lowe calls him Hollywood Swain. Swain calls Chris Lowe Hollywood Lowe. So I don't know who to believe there.